Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The battle over gun control seems to be shaping up to pit local elected officials against mostly pro-gun Republican legislators. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So are the battle lines already being drawn?
Oh, yes. It's, as you say, the mostly big city mayors against the legislators, and they're largely Republicans. Very simple explanation for that. The Republicans in the legislature, both in Columbus and in Washington, get a lot of money from the NRA, and they have always been pro-gun. And if you look at, like, Columbus, the Republican leadership of the House and Senate are mostly people from small towns and rural areas. And they look at this and say, well, wait a minute, we have guns all the time. We're hunters. We do all this. And they don't relate to somebody like a big city mayor who is worried about having the kind of thing that happened in Dayton happen in their cities.
Well, speaking of Dayton, that city's mayor, a Democratic mayor, Nan Whaley, testified before the House Judiciary Committee in Washington this week. What message is she trying to deliver?
Well, she was talking about mostly about military assault rifles. She wants them banned, period. Again, they were at one point, but now they're legal again. And she wants them banned because making the argument that there is no purpose for private citizens to have those kind of guns, no matter what the purpose is, whether they're collectors or not. They are weapons that are designed for one purpose and one purpose only. And that's to kill people. So the other side says, no. These are things that people collect. These are things that people enjoy having. You can't just take them away for no reason if they haven't committed any crime with them, because they claim that would be a violation of the Second Amendment.
Well, does Mayor Whaley support Governor Mike DeWine's package of gun reforms? And what about the other mayors in Ohio?
Yeah, she does. I think for the most part, I think she would actually have things go a little further than what Governor DeWine has done. But she does support the package, and she and other mayors, many other mayors, bipartisan group of mayors, has been up to Columbus lobbying state legislators last week on this package. Now, you know, we'll see how effective that is.
And say, is there any evidence that the mayors have changed any minds?
Not really. You have Larry Householder, the Speaker of the Ohio House, coming out and saying that, he's not convinced about extensive background checks for people purchasing guns. He's certainly opposed to the red flag laws that have been proposed. And it's beginning to look like Governor DeWine is going to have a difficult time getting anything through the state legislature.
So do you have any idea which side's going to come out on top at this point?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I think that the tide is turning towards the gun control side because of the enormous number of mass shootings that there have been in this country this year. And, of course, in Ohio, it's hit very close to home in Dayton. And I think people are getting to the point where they're just not accepting this argument that that the NRA makes and that they make through legislators. Sooner or later, the legislators will have to pay a price for that.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.